Today's daf is the Masechet Zevachim. We're about to finish the sixth parak, and we're holding on Daf Samach Vav at the two dots, which is a little bit above the middle of the page. So the next and closing piece that we had in the closing Mishnah was the difference between Mitzad Dam Haguf Velo Dam Harosh, or Mitzad Dam Harosh Velo Dam Haguf. And Mitzad Dam Haguf, the Mishnah says, that was kosher, but if it was only Mitzad Dam Harosh, that was not kosher. Where do we get that from? Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk, V'shisar Oto B'chanafav. And then after that, Lo Yavil, he k'tir Oto HaKohen HaMizbecha, and ends with the words, Ala Itzim, Asher Ala Esh, Ola Hu. What in the world is that proclamation? Ola Hu Asher Reach Lichua. Obviously, we've been explaining all of the dinim of the Ola. So when we finish, this is the closing thing. Great. But these words, Ola Hu, don't seem to make any sense. Therefore, we understand that on the one hand, the Torah is now coming to expand the concept of Ola. That even though perhaps not all of the above was done, nonetheless, Ola. So that means Afalpi Shimitza Damaguf, Velo Mitza Damarosh. So that even though there was only a Mitzui of the Damaguf, it would be kosher. Now you might think, Yochol, Afalpi Shimitza Damarosh, Velo Mitza Damaguf, it would also be kosher. That we say, Talmud Lomar, Ola Hu. So on the one hand, Ola Hu is expansive. Ola Hu is limited. So therefore, we understand that the expansion is to include Mitzri Aguf without Mitzri Harosh, and the limit is to limit out Mitzri Aguf, Mitzri Harosh alone without Mitzri Aguf. Ask the Gemara, could you show me where exactly you see that? The Pasuk just says a ribuy and a miut. So my Talmud, Omervina, it's simply a question of using your brains to figure out what fits where. Mistabra, since rov damim beguf shechit, where are you going to find the rov of the dam? If you have a choice of assuming that the Torah is coming to talk about the rov of the guf or the rov of the rov, and it's coming to tell you on the one hand it's kosher and on the one hand it's pasul, it's far more likely that what you're going to be makshir is, okay, as long as I got most of the mitzui. Most of the mitzui is in the guf, not in the rosh. On the other hand, when it says it's not kosher, so I got miut of the mitzui. Therefore, all makes sense. Hadron Allah, Kutshekot Hashim. Hark on the head like a parrot. Here we were waiting for our president, and look at this. Now, before we begin, let us review once again all of the variables along the different parameters. What are the parameters? Let's talk about them. What are the variables? So the parameters are place, mode of malika, mode of nitinat hadam, mode of makshava. Right? Okay, what are the variables? When it's talking about place, the variables are me'al chut ha'sikra or mitachat chut ha'sikra. When we're talking about mode of malika, the variables are havdalah. Let's also say where they fit, of course. The mala mi'chut ha'sikra is what? The chatata of the olata of? Beep, beep. Ola, nachon. Ola, ola, ola. Ola of, ola. All right, so then we know that the lamala mi'chut ha'sikra, that's the makom of the olata of. Lamata mi'chut ha'sikra, makom chatata of. Now, in terms of the malika, what are the variables? Havdalah b'siman, only b'shrei simanim, or choser havdalah b'siman echad. What is which? The lo yavil is said to, by which? That should be in your thing. You should make a little grid. Okay? Nachon. Ola b'shrei simanim echadat b'siman echad. The lo yavdil is katuv bechatat ha'ol. That's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. We're talking about lo yavdil to the tanya. Okay, so the difference between avdalah, non-avdalah, avdalah by olah, non-avdalah by bechatat. The difference in dam, what are the variables? Mitzui or hazayah? Which one goes where? Beep, beep. Which one is bahazayah? You got to get these things straight. They have to be on fingertips in order for anything to make sense. Hazayah? Yes. It's not that I didn't warn him. The Olah was the Mitzui and the Chatat was the Azayah. Plus Mitzui is a possibility. You have to do Mitzui. The question is whether Mitzui is Ma'akev. That's the question. But certainly you need Hazayah for the Chatat Olah. There's also Mitzui Shirayim. That's a different question, which is maybe related. But that, of course, we dealt with yesterday. So these now are the main issues. The only last parameter that we didn't discuss is machshava. What are the variables? Shelo lishma or lishma. Which one is kosher shelo lishma v'shelo ala l'shem ba'alim l'shem chova? Deep, 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 deep. Hola. And which one is pasul? Like every chatat shelo lishma, the chatat of is also pasul shelo lishma. Okay, so now we have all of that ready. Don't tell Fox about today's story with the fox that shot the hunter. I'm making him a troll. Uh-oh. Don't get any ideas, Fox. Okay, so now we're ready for the mission. Chatat Ta'of. So let's start now with, we follow the general approach that we have that the end of the previous parak is the introduction to the next parak, in which case, having established the different dinim of Malika for the Chatas and the Eila, we now discuss the Shinuyim. We began the very closing sugya, if you recall, ended up being dependent on whether I was doing a Ma'aseh Olah to a Chatat. We didn't even know what that meant, really. The Gemara referenced it as if it's something that's in everyone's repertoire, which, of course, it's now been entered into the famous, invaluable notebook over here of PJ. And the Mishnah now begins. And I look at that beautiful bridge. That was fast. No. Before you even ask the question. Chatat ha'of, she'asa'a lemata kema'aseh chatat, l'shem chatat, kishira. Let's first establish all the correct variables for the different parameters, okay? So we have a chatat ha'of, which is put in the place parameter, lemata. Excellent, that's exactly where it belongs. It's now put in the malika parameter and the azaya parameter, kema'aseh chatat. Excellent. Beautiful. It's put into the machshava parameter, l'shem chatat. Beep. We now have a kosher chatat. That is the correct way to bring a chatat. Now, let's discuss the shinuyim that are possible. Suppose you did everything, kema'aseh chatat, but your machshava was for an ola. Or, suppose you did everything like a ma'aseh ola, for that matter, to a chatat ha'of. Meaning that you did the malika the way you would do an oil is malika, and the way you do an oil is malika. At least this is our first assumption. We're going to see whether there may be ways to twiddle with this Mishnah so that we don't have to necessarily say that the shinuyim are shinuyim both in malika and dam. But let's assume right now. Kema'aseh chatat, the kema'aseh olah would mean a malika of shnei simanim, plus it would mean a mitzvah of the dam instead of hazayah. And you did this L'shem chatat. That was the opposite of the first case. Kema'aseh chatat v'shem olah. Or you had the l'shem chatat, but you did it all kema'aseh olah. Or what about if you did kema'aseh olah and you also did l'shem olah, which you might think, oh, okay, well, we might as well just keep it then as an olah. The din is that in all of the above, it's psula. So whether we have a shinui hashem, like in any chatas puzzles, whether we have a shinui makom, shinui malika, shinui azoya, seems to be saying that it's possible. You did a maaseh olah to a chatat. So either a shem olah to a chatat or a maaseh olah to a chatat. Now, you'll note that this is a whole new element of the Masechta. We never did this before. Up until now, we discussed violations of the way in which you were supposed to do it. You only gave one matana. You left out the meat, the shvicha shimrai, etc., etc. You put it in the wrong makom shalam isbeah. You were shaykh atal, whatever the case is. Never was the issue that you were acting out what you did to one carb on another carb. That wasn't the problem. The problem was you weren't sticking to the chiyuvim of the particular carbon that you're dealing with. First time that we get into this issue in which you may be treating one carbon as another carbon, not thinking about one carbon as another carbon, which is machshava. That's how the Masechta began. awareness of the wrong korban, whether Shine Hashem, Shine Hashem Abaalim, or Psulim Abachila, Kutzuzmano, Kutzunakomo, Avaktor, etc., etc. But never that I treated a chatas the way I would treat an oila, or treat an oila the way I treat a chatas. Such a concept was never heard of before. Chatat kemaase ola, did you ever hear those words? Never. Ola kemaase chatat, never. So the idea over here with birds particularly is you'll note that the Torah has a very strange relationship to the bird element of carbon. First of all, they're paired. They come as a team for some reason. Secondly, even more strangely, a chatat that's supposed to be a chatat be'ima, when you can't afford it, is switched to birds, but not a chatat. It's switched to echad lechatat ve'echad la'olat. Weird. So that means that the grouping of the oila and the chatas, we've already seen that for some reason, they are mirror images of each other. That's not true of any other korban. Mirror images. Here yavdil, lo yavdil, here lamala, there lamata, here bitsui, here hazoya. So this is the first time that we have a mirror, right? Counterparts. Counterparts is a cane. Because of that, for the first time, we have a new concept. Forget about machshava of one to the other. No, not forget about it. We'll include it, but that's old time stuff. Now there's an idea of acting out to a carbon as if it's something that it isn't. Now, because there's another issue, and that is there is no identification in the bird by its species. There are elements of identification in animals by its species. In other words, certain carbonas can only be brought from species A and C, others from species B, others only from A, some from A, B, and C, but it's certainly not a mirror image. This becomes very important later on when we talk about menachot, the changing the dinim of menachot. We're over there, as the Mishnah will point out, and we already had before, if you change a machavat to a marcheshet, ma'aseh mokichin aleha, you can see what it is. So we're going closer and closer away from that idea. You can't see what it is in any way. All that you could see is that, look, I see a perfectly kosher ola. You took this bird, you brought it on top, you did a complete malika, you did the mitzvah adam, I see an ola. Gee, it's a shame you see an ola. I was supposed to bring a chatas. Oh, well. So the question is, does that make it an ola? And now it's kosher? Or is it actually possible? So this is really what the Mishnah has to deal with over here. As a matter of fact, when we talk about over here, posel, we need to distinguish between posel in terms of achila or posel in terms of the balim's kapara. Remember, once the dam was magia to the mizbeach, we said before, Ali b'deshmuel, the balim are mischapin. Now then the question is the korban brought properly? Can we continue to eat it? That's a different thing. So let's continue now. So we changed over here. First of all, we spoke about having the wrong machshava, l'shem ola, bad news. But also, any change in the maaseh, so you treat it as a maaseh ola l'shem chatat, or you treat it even as a maaseh l'shem ola. In all events, it's possible. So again, it's simple to remember the Seder of the Mishnah. A change in the machshava from what it is, as the only problem, shelo lishma, as we began by zvachim. A change in the ma'aseh, where it's clearly a chatat, and you say it's a chatat, and you treat it like an ola. And then, a change that's invisible. You treat it like an ola, and you say it's an ola, but it's really a chatat, okay?
This is all dealing with a chatat,
yes.
Not an ola.
So far, first part of the Mishnah, it's changes in chatat. Now, that means that we're ignoring the issue of where it is on the Mizbeach. And we saw this earlier. Where it is on the Mizbeach is not the significant determination of whether it would be. It's where it is that you would do the dam. Later on, we're going to talk about the Malika changes, like how they where it is on the Mizbeach. But where you put the dam, and so on. This is what we're talking about over here. And when we say kemaaseh, we don't mean where. We mean how. Remember, that was a different parameter from where. So we're still talking about a chatat of sha'asa alamata. Earlier we had, yesterday, we talked about, well, it would be possible because you were doing, if you hold that shirayim are not ma'akim, so you're doing a ma'aseh of chatat, of olasov to chatat. Over there was obviously a problem. Well, no, you're not, because you're not doing it on top of the mizbeah. Doing it, and apparently the mokom per se is not considered to be a ma'aseh, that's mochiach, that it is what it is. Later on we're going to see more of it. Now, if you take the chatata of, which is meant to be on the bottom, and you do it on top, the very shinli of the mas, of the makom, no matter what you did, kemaase kulam, as any of the above, even if you did it as a chatas and you did it to shem chatas, when we say kema'aseh, we mean as any of the above cases. We don't limit it to ma'aseh. Any above cases, the only thing wrong is the nikum, which was the first parameter, it's possible. So in other words, we can possible even by doing everything right in the wrong mukan, and I say it's in the wrong mukan, that's simply not how I do it, where I do it. I can make it possible even if I do everything right by having a shalol shba, and I can make it possible even by doing everything right if I change all of the ma'asim despite the fact that it's in the correct mukan, but I do a ma'asah hazayah or I do the wrong melita. That's what seems to be what the Mishnah is telling us about achatas. And the truth is that the same would be true of an ola, except, of course, for the famous difference, which you can figure out yourself, and that is the big difference between achatas and an ola that has been consistent throughout the Masechta is that an ola shelo lishma, what's the din? And that is true by an olat ha'of as well. So we don't have an exact mirror image when it comes to the olat ha'of to this Mishnah and just reverse everything, because the one thing won't be reversible, and that is the shelo lishma. So whereas by the chata shelo lishma will be possible, by the ola shelo lishma will be kosher, ela, or in the lashon Mishnah, ubilvad shelo ala lebaalim. Now let's move on to olat ha'of. Olat ha'of. Now moving on to the olat. The olat ha'of sha'asa'a lema'ala. So first, what are we going to do now to keep our Mishnah parallel? We're going to first describe what is correct. Deal with all of these parameters. So we have an olat ha'of sha'asa'a, first of all, the place. Sha'asa'a lema'ala, correct. And then the melika and the din of the dam, which is here b'mitzvah. Kema'aseh ola, correct. And then the din of makshava, l'shem ola, correct. Okay, now it's kosher. Now let's start with the changes. Kima'aseh ola, but with a shinui hashem. Ah, k'sheira, u'bivat shelo ata l'ba'alim, l'shem chova, t'otzlo alta l'va'aleha. Now we mirror the rest of the Mishnah. Kima'aseh chatat l'shem ola. So over here we have now the ola to'of, which is l'ma'ala, and it's l'shem ola, but you changed its ma'aseh. Again, let's assume that the change is in the malika and or in the way in which you gave the dam. So you gave the dam bezrika, ba'azayah, instead of b'mitzvah. And it's l'shem olah, or k'ma'aseh chatat, and even l'shem chatat. You might think maybe that changes it to a chatat. It's still psula. Asa'a lemata k'ma'aseh kulan. If now all you did which changed the location, that itself would be, even if it's k'maaseh olah, and it's l'shem olah, and everything is great, but it's done on the bottom of the mizbeach, no good. Sula. Before we begin the Gemara, I suggest that we read the continuation of the Mishnah, since the Gemara is going to have extensive access to this Mishnah coming up. So let's first complete our Mishnah right here by jumping down from the Gemara to the Mishnah that is towards the bottom of the page. V'chulan. V'chulan. Ein mitam'in bevet habliyah. Now, in all of these cases, even though the melika was posel, that doesn't mean that it's an avela, because the melika may not be kosher for the particular carbon that it's mu'ad for. Nonetheless, it still remains the equivalent of an act of shechita on an of chulin that would, let's say, be a treifa, wouldn't be kosher for achila. So here too, the melika qua melika is kosher. Now the question is the carbon kosher? That's a different problem. And if it was a treifa, it also wouldn't be kosher. Nonetheless, the act of the melika is mitaher midei nevela, just like the act of shechita on a non-kosher, when it turns out to be a treifa bird, is also mitaher midei nevela. We don't see it as a nevela. Therefore, being as we're dealing here with an ov kasher, and the din of nivlat ov kasher, if it would be a nevela, would have been that it's mitame only in the beit habliyah, and not through maga umasa. The way to point out that there's no din of tumat nevela once there was a malika is to say ein matami bebeit abliya. Obviously, there's no other tumah. I mean, it's not limiting the tumah. It's saying there isn't any. Furthermore, and even or perhaps because they're posel, Mo'alim bahem, because normally a chattis that was done properly, you would not be mo'el. And mo'el means you're using now hegdish if you use it for tzarech chol. So besides whatever certain are involved in the particular case, you also would be over on me'ilah, which requires you to pay it back and to add another 25% and to bring a korban asham, which we call the asham mi'ilot, and so on. So normally when a chatat is kosher, it's eaten by the kohanim. Once something has a sha'at heter lekohanim, there's no din of mi'ilah. However, in this case, since there never was a sha'at heter lekohanim, there is a din of mi'ilah. And so mamela, you would be mo'el on them, except for one case. I mean, I can't say all of the above, because one of the above cases, there won't be me'ilah. Which one is that? The only one that's kosher, of the chatas. The ola will be me'ilah even afterwards, because there's never shat heter lekohanim. But the one case that will be, the one case that will be non-me'ilah is the kosher chatat, sheyesh lo shat heter lekohanim, and therefore there's no iser me'ilah any longer. Chutz mechatat ha'ov, sha'as alamata, which is exactly the way you should. Kemase chatat, which is exactly the way you should. L'shem mechatat, which is exactly the way you should. And therefore, since it's kosher, there's no meal. Because now a kohen can eat it. Now, an olat ha'ov, sha'as alamata, kemase chatat. So you have, what's the problem here? Only in the locale, the moko. The olat ha'ov is supposed to be on top, instead you did it on the bottom. And you did everything now wrong. You did it like the chatas. In other words, you did a malika without havdalah. You did a hazoya instead of a mitzvah. And you had in mind that it should be a chatas. Says Rabbi Eliezer, remarkably, you would be mo'el in this case, because basically it remains an eila, and even though it's possible, not Tosfos, we'll see later, holds that he means min rabbanan. The rabbanan asserted a behana'a, and they called it a chiyav me'ila, even though it's possible. This is a big sugya in Mesechet Me'ila, and there's a machlokas of whether once it's nifsa, whether it's me'ila. In order not to get involved in that, we could learn that it means me'ila. So then it'd be even min rabbanan. So this is not remarkable. But the most remarkable thing is that, amazingly, Rabbi Yeshua says, ain ma'alim ba at all, which means there'd be no Isur. Now, that doesn't make sense until later on in the Gemara, we're going to discover that what he holds is that since you took this bird, which is indistinguishable from an ola, and from a chatas, and you treated it like a chatas, l'shem chatas, it actually became a chatas. And if it actually becomes a chatas, then there's no meal on it. Had it remained an oila psula, there would have been meal, but it's going to take us some time to make this discovery, because it's so dramatic that if we first try every other possible svara in trying to work out what Rabbi Yeshua is saying, as we're going to go through the Gemara now, and the Mishnah now. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand you, Rabbi Yeshua. If a chatat, had you brought a chatat correctly, she'in mo'alim ba, if you did it l'shma, the moment you're shina et shema, and you did it wrong, so now it never becomes kosher lekohanim, and now you are ma'alim ba. So look at what you're telling me, it's insane. An ola, where you're bimael on it, even if you did it right, if you do it wrong, so then it has no heter at all, it's definitely, there should be a din of me'ilah. So kishishina shmaino din shiim aluba. Even the chatat, if you did it wrong, you would be ma'al ba. You just agreed to that. You said ma'alim ba, you never argued about that. This is the case you choose to argue on? It's absurd. Oh, well, Rabbi Yeshua, hold your horses over here. It's not so absurd at all. In the case of the chatat, that you treated it, you were mishana it shame, to call it an oila. And over there, you said that there is a din of me'ila. I mean, that's, you know why? Because you were mishana the shame to an oila, where an oila has me'ila. You're telling me I should bring a raya from the case of an oila that I turn into a chatas, and that should, well, there, shishina shmala davar she'en bo me'ila, for heaven's sakes, you're looking only at one side of the equation. You're taking a look at what it was. And you're saying, well, I mean, obviously it is easier. I mean, this makes no sense. A chatas, which you're not mo'el if it's kosher, becomes easier to be mo'el if it's a pasul. Shouldn't the same thing be true about an oila? Without even thinking for a minute, says Rabbi Yeshua, about the obvious difference. Look at the other side of the equation. What did you change the chatas to when you pasuled it? You changed it into an oila. An oila you would be mo'el in. Maybe that's why you're mo'el, huh? Maybe. And when I change an oila into a chatas, I'm changing it to something which you're not mild in. Maybe that's a reason not to be mild. Did that ever occur to you? Why are you looking at the right side of the equation? Oh, boy. Not a bunch of boring people around here. Look at the left side of the equation. I have two cases where you're being Mishana the Shem here. Ayla and the Chatas, right? The norm of the Chatas, if it's done properly, is that there is no Me'ila. The norm of the Ayla, when it is done properly, is that it remains Me'ila, because there's no Heter L'Kohanim. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, can you imagine a more nonsensical thing than to say that a Chatas, which, if it was done correctly, the din would be that you're not Me'ila. But changing it and doing it incorrectly turns it into something that you will be Me'ila. Which it seems to imply that the change is greater Me'ila, not lesser Me'ila. So if you start with an Ayla, which even if you didn't change, there was Me'ila. Kosher Cain, if you did change, now it's even worse. For sure there should be Me'ila. How can you justify a statement that the Ayla that you are Mishana now, the shame, to the Chatas, for some reason, you're telling me, Ein Ma'alim, but does that make sense? To which Rabbi Yoshua answers, why are you only looking at what it was? Why don't you look to what the change was towards? You're bringing me a riot from the case where I changed the Chat, the Ayla. You're telling me, if I change now the Ayla into, if I change the Chatas rather, into an Ayla, that is more likely to make it Me'ila. Because of the change. No, not because of the change. Because I turned it into something that has Me'ila. And that never gets out of the Me'ila. Therefore, I should bring the absurd conclusion, in my opinion, that if I start with something that would have had Me'ila and change it into something that doesn't have Me'ila, namely the Chatas, it should for sure have Me'ila. What kind of logic are you giving me? That's the question here. Now, obviously, this, in the end, revolves around the fundamental question of, indeed, does the left side of the equation matter? When I make a shinoi, does it really change any of the dinim into what, ostensibly, I'm changing it to? Or is it just a shinoi being a generic issue? A shinoi is puzzle. Who the heck cares what you are mashana it to? That's the question. That question is beginning to emerge here in this discussion. Now it's going to emerge more and more until we finally get to the conclusion that for God's sake, he actually believes, Rabbi Yeshua, that as long as you change it enough, you completely metamorphized it into a different carbon. So you could see where we're going. But the first step indeed seems to be not clear. I mean, well, isn't it a shinoi? Should it matter what I was mashana to and so on? So we're going to now zero in on this question. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer and says, I mean, that's not very much of a riot. I can bring you a case where it's exactly that way and your logic doesn't apply. What would be the din of kachim kachim that you were shershet in the dorim? Okay, now that's the same thing. I think you've got the same issue over there. Where? So here we have above and below, when it comes to kachik kachim, which are meant to be b'tzafon, and you shech them b'doron, so that's the same thing as lamala putting it lamata, right? And let's add, just as we did over here, l'shem, equivalent of the ola l'shem b'chatat. Fine. You shechted them l'shem kachim kal, okay? What's the din over there? Listen here, your shina et shvam ledavar she'ein bo me'ila, and yet the din is that mo'alim bayam. So even though the left side of the equation was kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten. If once they're eaten, there's certainly no me'ila on them. Nonetheless, they're mo'alim bo. Why mo'alim? Because they're puzzle, for God's sake. If they're puzzle, forget about what you're meshana them to. They're puzzle, they never get a heter, and therefore there's me'ila on them. No. So it's exactly the same thing over here. And you don't argue about that case? So I say, let's see that inside. Exactly this case, parallel case, they will prove how wrong you are. And nonetheless, my dear friend, so don't give me this argument. You're looking at me like I'm crazy? Wow, wouldn't it matter what you're Mashana Vashem to? When you yourself admit that in exactly the same case, it couldn't matter in the least what you were Mashana Vashem to. So even though you were Mashana Vashem Kachikali, which normally would not have Me'ila just like the Chatat, nonetheless, you're agreeing that Gimaluba. Amala Rabbi Yoshua, sorry, that's a poor argument. Because lo imamrit bekocheka dashim shishachtan bedarom, v'shachtan dashim kochim kalim. Which, what are you doing over there? Sheken shina et shimam ledavar, sheyesh bo both isur and heter. What is the din after you do this act? You're telling me, oh, you were mashanet to something where there's clearly no me'ila. Is that so? About the emurim, there's also no me'ila. There's no me'ila on the emurim, huh? Are there any emurim on the chatat? Chatat ahof, are there emurim? No. Ein lemizbeach el adama. We have a very pure case over here, gentlemen. If it was a chatas, and ladies, of course, if it was a chatas, in this case a chatas ahof, it is totally changed to something where the concept of me'ila doesn't exist. Don't you understand that there's a difference in changing an item such as an Eila Sa'of into a Chata Sa'of where we're going to start talking about, well, it's possible, so it should be Me'ila. How can it be Me'ila on a Chata? There's nothing to be Me'ila. There's no Me'ila. Mashenka, you bring me this ridiculous riot from Kachim Kalim. So you're saying, well, Kachim Kalim, which part of Kachim Kalim? We're talking about Kachim Kachim. Now you're telling me, but you changed it to something to which Me'ila doesn't apply. Oh, really? Doesn't apply? A guy goes over, takes the Emurim off of them, his bad. There's no din of Me'ila? Of course there's a din of Me'ila. Therefore, you're comparing apples and oranges. When it comes to the change in Techatas Ha'of, there are no Emurim. It's 100% meat. Kulo lekohanim, en lemizbeach el adama, the adama is finished now. Okay, so let us now go back and enjoy the Gemara. Now, when you say in the opening of the Mishnah, let's take the first part of the Mishnah, you did, it says, kemaaseh, you did kemaaseh olah. What is a kemaaseh olah? The shani b'mai, what did you do differently than you should have done? Ilema the shani b'mlika. Was it that the shinui was in terms of how you did the mlika? So in other words, you did something that you would do to an ola, to a chatas. Namely, that you were mavdil, b'shnei simanim, you cut through both the kana and the veshet. Then you would be saying that by being mavdil, you pasled the ola, the chatata. Oh, but we know there's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said, shamati shemavdilim b'chatata. That was the last thing that we learned yesterday, which is that when it says v'lo yavdil, it means you don't have to be mavdil, and sorry, klavdil, but it does not mean to say that if you would be mavdil, you would be pasul. It's just trying to help you avoid the implications that you would have had from Eila, that the chatas is an absolute prohibition. You say, no, you don't need to be mavdil. Says Imar, yes, okay. So it's not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Does that bother you? Yesterday we had the Mishnah, and we said that the Mishnah was clearly not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Didn't we say that it, since it said Yivdil b'chatat pasul, Yivdil b'chatat pasul means that this is Shalok Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? We already want to die at this. What's bothering you? I mean, v'lavu kimnetolok Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? Have we gone through this already? You're just wasting time here. No, not necessarily, because, look, the question over here, and by the way, this is not such a simple issue. According to Rashi, we've kept it very, very simple. But the truth is that the Shita Satosos, it goes to the whole sugya that we had yesterday, involves us in a whole question of when was there a Shinui in the Mali, whether it was post-Hazoi or pre-Hazoi. And that Rashi doesn't even include. The way Tosfos understands is that there's a difference in which even he would be made it, that there's a psul of Shinui pre-Hazoi. In which case, why would we conclude this? Tosfos is left with no option but to say, well, since the Mishnah doesn't say when you made the Shinui, it doesn't seem to make a difference. That's certainly not so posh. So it's necessary now for the Gemara to speak out, what exactly is that Shinui? It's not 100% clear that it's not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. And even, this would be the way Tosfos would learn, even if you want to learn that it's stating over here that a Shinui is under any and all circumstances, pre-Mitzvah, post, that's irrelevant because who says that we're talking about Malika at all? Why not say that when it says Kima'aseh Olah, what it means is that you did a Mitzvah instead of Azariah? So that's what it is. Lo, I say we could learn that it's talking about that you didn't do the hazaya. You were mishana the hazaya, turned it into a nitzri, which is the way you would have done an ola, not the way you would have done a chatas. And that's why it's possible. But maybe in a chinami. Maybe there are not two variables in the parameter we called the maaseh. Maybe there's only one. You can only change the way in which you did the dam. And that way the mission would work out perfectly well, according to a philosopher of Shimon. Why should we commit ourselves to continuing without any option but to learn that there's no problem? There has to be a problem in a Shinui Malif. And indeed, you know what? I think that that's even more reasonable than to say that when the mission says Shinui, Stam, it meant any Shinui, even a Shinui B'Malif. And I'll show you why. Miritzani say, but take a look at the next piece in the Resh, okay? It says, Asa'ala Mahala. You took your chatas, you did it lamala, and you did it kemase kulan, it's psula. So what does that mean? You did it as anything, yafil kemase chatat. And you did it even l'shem chatat, but it's in the wrong place. It's above, right? Now, what did you do above that actually bothered you? What did you do above that made it a problem, and therefore it's possible? I mean, you're going to tell me you were shona in the malika by doing the malika above. You're telling me there's a problem here in place. The first parameter, place. Yes, place for what? For malika? You're claiming that the issue is malika? Well, I got news for you. Malika, it doesn't really matter where you do malika now, does it? Because did we not say before malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach shira? Okay, so when it says lamala, I wasn't even thinking about malika. Was thinking about where to put the dam, obviously. That's the issue above the chuta sikra. Lamata b'chuta sikra, if you want to even zero in more, particularly when it comes to the birds, where it's a question even of maybe it has to be against the gufa mizbeach and not even the sove, but whatever. It's certainly not malika. Now, if it's not malika in the ratio, we can effectively conclude that the Tana was dealing with the problems of hazoya and not the problems of malika. Otherwise, don't you think he would have had to explain himself? Yeah, come off it, man. So you're claiming that it's sefer b'hazoah, reshinami b'hazoah. I mean, that's not a raya. I mean, the reader is allowed to come to his own conclusion. Obviously, if I tell you there's a problem of where, you have to decide. Oh, what'd you do? What'd you do wrong? So you decide. Okay, the only thing you could have done wrong, that's a problem of where is the dam. But when you come to the question of what, therefore I should conclude that the what was referred to malika. Absolutely not. I mean, I can't disprove what you're saying. Your suggestion may still be true as far as making the Mishnah work out, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that the Shinui was a Shinui in Hazoya. But don't try to tell me that it's Mistabra. It's not Mistabra. It's a possibility. There's no reason to take that possibility as a given. Sorry. Are we clear with this, gentlemen? Olata of. So the next case was, there's an Olata of that you did it lemata, and you made these various shinuyim. So first we have the Olata of that you did correctly lemala, but you had l'shem, you did it now, l'shem chatat. Lo'ata labalim l'shem chuvah. The next case was kima'aseh chatat. What do you mean when you say kima'aseh chatat to this ola? What did you do to this ola? Again, ilay midashani bimilika. Are we talking about that you treated it as a chatat and you only shechted the single siman? So you were lo yavdil when you should have been mavdil. Tani Seifa, the end of the Mishnah, which refers to the next Mishnah we just learned. Kulan ein betamim bebeit abliyah umalim behem. Since what it says over here is that all of the above are not metame bebeit abliyah, and you would be mayal, so then neima de lo k'Rabbi Yoshua? Would that mean that we don't hold of Rabbi Yoshua? We start the Mishnah off by going not like Rabbi Yoshua? Didn't Rabbi Yoshua say beferish that in a case where you took now the oila and you made it into asa alamata kemase chatat v'shem chatat, Rabbi Yoshua omer ein moalin ba? So how do you read the first words of the continuation of the Mishnah? Look at those first words again. V'kulan ein metamim bebeit ablia umoalin bahem. So how is it that we start off by saying Mo'alim Behem, Stam, and it's really not like Rabbi Yoshua? So now, if you're talking about a shinoi b'malika, that means that you would have done the malika with malika of siman echad and so on, and that would have been the shinoi. Well, then we're talking about the very case that Rabbi Yeshua argues in, you see, because that's the case that he talks about later, that in a case where you've got an olah ta'ov, shasa lama, takamase chatat, b'shem chatat, Rabbi Yeshua omer ein mo'alim bo. So it's not possible to say that the opening of the Mishnah is referring to exactly the case that the Mishnah continues on to say is not the case. So therefore, we're talking about there was no shinoi b'malika. In other words, you did the normal malika like an olah ta'ov lamala, right? So now what are you going to do? You're going to make a shinoi. The only thing that's left is a shinoi in the way in which you gave the dam. So you changed the mitzui into a hazoya, like a chatas. But that's not going to be sufficient, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to turn it into a chatas. Therefore, in that case, Rabbi Yeshua is not going to argue, and he's going to agree that a mo'alin ba. So what this means is that even though initially you're claiming that the way you want to understand the Mishnah is that the first part of the Mishnah was talking about a shinui in malika, and that indeed it was delok Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, and that a shinui malika, meaning vidua avdola, is actually going to pass, not like Rebbe Elazar. Okay, and now this case I've just shown you can't possibly be referring to malika, because then you get a contradiction in the beginning of the Mishnah, of the second part of the Mishnah, v'chulan are ma'alim b'hem, which in a moment it says Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and doesn't say that in the beginning. So now you're going to change it and you're going to say, well, that's because what we're talking about over here is a shinui in the mitzvah. You know, obviously, once I went ahead and I did a malika lamala and I treated it like an oila, the fact that I change from a mitzui over here and instead of doing a mitzui, I do a hazoya, is not going to turn it into a chatas oaf to change its halacha in terms of me'ila. So therefore, this is perfectly okay with the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua that follows. But if that's the case, good Lord, ema seifa. Now, what's the continuation? Olata of shasa alamata kemase chatat shem chatat. Rabbi Eliezer Mo'amer Mo'alim Ba, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ein Mo'alim Ba. Now, in this case, what are we talking about? We can't be talking about the Yerushinoi was B'mitzui, which is what you said a moment ago is the opening case, because obviously the whole point of Rabbi Yeshua is because you did it B'malika, not B'mitzui. If you wouldn't have done a Shinoi B'malika, so what the heck are you talking about when you say that there was a Shinoi to turn it into an opening? Because what? Because you changed a mitzui into a hazoya, and even though you had done everything the way an ola would normally have been done, lamala, with an act of malika b'shnei simonim, all of a sudden you're going to turn it into the chatas just because you changed the netinat adam? That's absurd. Me Omar, I never said such a nonsensical thing. So now you're back to malika again. That was the only way this would work, is that he was mishanet by doing everything lamata b'malika. I mean, this is absurd. Now you're saying reisha and seifa is malika. That's your approach. It's the local Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. It's going to work out a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua, and in order to make it work out a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua, is that the middle case is b'mitzvah. This sounds normal to you? Well, yeah. I don't think it's such a fatal question. Reisha v'seifa malika. Well, metziata b'mitzvah. What's so terrible? I mean, at least this way, it's basically consistent with the way we've been learning throughout. Now, as Tosis points out, this whole thing doesn't make all that much sense, you see. Because what was the Gemara saying? It's the Lok Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that Ein Mo'alim. Where did Rabbi Yeshua say Ein Mo'alim? Because he went ahead and he did it Lamata. Since he did it Lamata, B'simen Rishon, so it became possible for him in Olah Ta'ov. Over there, you did everything like the Chatas. You did it Lamata, you did it B'simen Echot, and you went ahead and it was done with exactly the same dinim of Hazoya, and there was nothing about it to be an Eila, and that's why it became a Chatas, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. But, I mean, what are we telling me? That because we have a case of Shinui, where it was Lamala, and you did Molak B'Simen Echad, therefore, for some reason, you believe that Rabbi Yeshua would have held in that case Ein Mo'alim? What makes you think such a thing? So in reality, the Gemara's Kasha wasn't really much of a Kasha, that you can force us into the position of Hazoya and not be consistent throughout that it was talking about actually Malika. That just leaves this issue hanging. But we're going to see more about this complex sugya as we go on tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan, Ola Afa Pishu Mitza Dam Haguf Velo Mitza Dam Arosh. Yochel afa pishu mitzah dam arosh lo mitzah dam aguf, Talmud lomar ola hu. Huh? My Talmuda. Omar avina mistavra, the rov damim beguf shchichin. Hadron lo kochei kadashim. Chatat ha'ov she'asa'a lemata kima'aseh chatat, Hashem chatat kishira. Now, following our shinuyim that are possible, k'maase chatat, but l'shem ola, or k'maase ola, even though it's l'shem chatat, or it's both k'maase ola, l'shem ola, well, it doesn't make it an ola, and therefore it's psula, in all the above cases. Asa'a l'ma'ala, k'maase kolam, I don't care what you did, if it was done l'ma'ala, it's psula. Ola ta'ov, sha'asa'a l'ma'ala, which is correct, k'maase ola, which is correct, l'shem ola, which is correct, k'sher. Shinuyim that are possible are k'maase ola l'shem chatat, k'shera, v'bevat sholata l'ba'aleha. K'maase chatat l'shem ola, k'maase chatat l'shem chatat, psula. And no matter what you did, if it was alamata, k'maase kola, I don't care what you else you did, it's definitely psula. Tashani b'mai, ilayim b'tashani b'mlika, name of the local Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Damar, Shamati, Shabavdin, B'chal, Tata, Ov. It's my patlach. What, Bokimna, the local Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon already? No, not necessarily. The Shari Baza'a. In fact, Achinami Mistabra. Mediktani Seifa, Asa'a, Lamala, Kema'ase, Kulan, Psula. Va'afilu, Kema'ase, Chatat, V'shem, Chatat. Meaning what? The Shani B'maya. I mean, you have the Shani B'malika. We're not even thinking about Malika. We're thinking about what matters, Lamal or Lamata, which is only Hazoya. Well, if that's the case, Midasefa Baza'a, Reishanami Baza'a. Yeah, very unpersuasive. Midiayre, how could eat? Olata of that you were Mishaneta Dukimase Chatata of Bimai. Ilema, again you're going to tell me it's Bimalika? No. Because Meditani Sefer Kulan Ein Metamim BeBeit Avleya UMoalin Behem. How do you explain Moalin Behem if the Shimi was B'Melika? Then it would be the local Rebbe Yeshua. Dik Rebbe Yeshua Amar Ein Moalin. El, it's got to be B'Mitzui, where even Rebbe Yeshua admitted that over there we would certainly say Moalin. Then Ema Sefer. Olata of Shasala Mata Kemaase Chatat L'Shem Chatat. And over here, what is the Maase Chatat? Well, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Moalim Ba, Rebbe Yeshua Omer Ein Moalim Ba. I ask you, which is the Shinoi here? What, again B'Mitzui? Ema D'Omer Rebbe Yeshua, that indeed the din would be Ein Moalim Ba, only the Shani B'Melika. Where did he ever say anything about Mitzui? Mi Amar. Ela Bimlika. So now you've constructed a marvelous Mishnah in which the Reisha and the Sefer are both talking about Malika and the Mitziata is talking about Mitzui, and you're still claiming that it doesn't make more sense to do it my way, which is Mitzui, Mitzui, Malika, to work it out and leave it to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. That's correct. I still think it's better to do it this way. Reisha and Sefer Bimlika and Mitziata Bimitzui. V'chulan ein metamin bebeit habiliyahu mo'alin behem chutz b'chatat ha'ov she'asa'a l'mata k'ma'ase chatat l'shem chatat. Ola, which is of course completely kosher, and therefore it has a shat heter l'kohanim, and memela there cannot be be'ila. Now how about an ola ta'ov she'asa'a l'mata k'ma'ase chatat l'shem chatat? And Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Moalim ba, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ein moalim ba. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, umayim chatat, she ein moalim ba, when you do it right, but when you do it wrong, and shinat shema, you are moalim ba. Well, koshik in an ola where you're moalim ba, even if you do it right, because you shinat shema, for sure you should be moalim ba. Omale Rabbi Yeshua, well, you don't think it matters to what? Loim amrit bechatat, she shinat shema, l'shem ola. We're over there, shinat shema, l'davar sheyesh bo mila. Tomar be'olah she'shinat shema l'shem chatat, she'ken shinat shema l'davar she'en bo mi'ila. Amar lo Rebbe Eliezer, well, what about the exact parallel? Kutche kutchim that need to be b'tzofain, that you're shochet b'dorom, and you have in mind that they should be kutchim kalim, and that proves it. Over there you were shinat shema l'davar she'en bo mi'ila, because the meat of kutchim kalim, there's no mi'ila on, and yet you yourself were made of that ma'alin ba'en. Who cares what your Mishana Shema to? You're my Elain Baal. Omalo Rabbi Yoshua, lo imamrit b'kotchei kodashim, sheshachtan b'darom, v'shachtan l'shem kachim kalim, because you didn't change it to something that doesn't have any Mi'ilah. Both Isser v'Heter in terms of Me'ila, because at least you have a Murim, you're going to try to bring me a Raya from an Ayla Shishina Shemala Davar to a Chatas Ha'of, which has absolutely nothing on a Mizbeach Chutz B'Dama, where over there it's Kulo Heter.